ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय प्लीज चैंट
Yes, yes, yes.
And been steadily studying Srila Prabhupada's books, preaching around the world. He's based in this LA area, but you're not there that much all over the world. And
I'd rather be here.
So we're very happy to have Narendra Prabhu here. He's an old friend. We joined about the same time back in Brooklyn in 1973. And I'm sure you'll enjoy his presentation of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Trinadapi suniche na turariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda jaya dvaita gadadhar srivasari gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tomorrow is the full moon and it begins a very, very sacred month in the Gaudiya Vaishnav spiritual tradition, the month of Damodar, the month of Kartik. For one whole month, we meditate morning and evening on a particular pastime of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those of you who may be under the Christian theology, Krishna is Jesus' father. Krishna is the Supreme, as he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matak parataram nanyat. There is no one, no truth superior to me. And for the next month, we'll meditate on a particular pastime that took place here on this earth 5,000 years ago. So I'd like to read one verse and purport from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which will put us in a proper mood and get us ready for this month of Kartik. So if you are receptive, if you are ready for me to proceed, then please raise your hand and repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.
So here is the Sanskrit verse. Dravida Prabhu is world famous for his Sanskrit chanting. So I will try my best. Gopya dade twai kritaga siddhamatava yate dashastru kalilanjana sambramaksham Vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya stitasya samang vimohayati bhir apiyad bibeti. Dravida Prabhu, what is that meter? What is that called? Can you say that slowly? Basanta Tilaka. Basanta spring? Tilaka. Thank you. Spring decoration. Yes. Very nice. So now I have it recorded, and on this way I will learn. It's nice to have you here. So please repeat Prabhupada's translation. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the special gift of the founder Acharya of this movement, Srimad Bhagavatam was his personal life mission. And this is from the first canto. So we offer our respects to Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. Jai Srila
Prabhupada.
Thank you. Please repeat. My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you. When you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. So before we hear Srila Prabhupada's purport, this verse is spoken by Krishna's aunt, Kunti. This is after the battle of Kurukshetra, after the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Yudhishthira, Kunti's son, is now king of the world. The whole battle of Kurukshetra was fought so that Yudhishthira could be crowned world emperor. So Krishna's business in Hastinapur is finished, and he wants to go back to his home on the western side of India, Dwaraka. So as he's getting on the chariot to leave, Kunti stops him and offers a stream of beautiful prayers. And these prayers have been, how shall we say, Srila Prabhupada gave lectures on these prayers in Los Angeles, New York, and in Mayapur. About 1973 and 1974, he was very fond of these prayers by Queen Kunti, and he also wanted the lectures from that series to be put into a special book. Did you work on that book?
No.
You didn't work on that. So that book is called Teachings of Queen Kunti. And Prabhupada spoke deeply on this subject matter. So this is, Kunti is praying to Krishna. Let's see now, let's look at it carefully. My dear Krishna. My dear Krishna indicates that Kunti has a very sweet, loving, and devotional relationship with Krishna. And she's recalling a particular incident, as it says here, Yashoda. So Yashoda is Krishna's mother in Vrindavan, Gokula. Krishna has two mothers, his foster mother, Yashoda, and he has his quote-unquote real mother, Devaki. So Kunti is here reminding us, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense. So this has great significance. Krishna is God. How can God commit an offense? We even have an expression, the king can do no wrong. But when we come to Vrindavan, or when we come to Krishna Leela, then the possibility of Krishna committing an offense is real. It can happen. Because we have this very term, Krishna Leela, means God is appearing to perform a dramatic show. That's why I've said 100 times that they should have a special Academy Award. Greatest Performance Lifetime Award should go to Bhagavan Sri Krishna. I would like to be that person. Give me that microphone. Envelope, please. Yes, and the winner is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because when he comes to earth, Leela, he is sporting, he is playing, he is acting. So this particular incident, which we will meditate on for the whole month, is this particular incident where Krishna as a little child commits an offense. And your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears. So, although God is the supreme controller, he can display the symptoms of an ordinary child. If an ordinary child commits an offense and the parent gets angry, yes, the child will become very, very afraid, frightened, and will cry. Krishna did that, which washed the mascara from your eyes. And you were afraid. Yes, God can become afraid, even though Kunti says, though fear personified is afraid of you. There's another verse earlier in this Bhagavatam. Even the name of Krishna is afraid. Not a, fear personified is afraid of the name of Krishna. I've had that experience. When I first joined the temple, they sent me out on distribution of books, and they sent me with magazines and a bucket to collect donations on the subways of New York. It was my first time. Then I was known as Bhakta Nick. So I was with another devotee who was already established devotee, initiated, Brahmana. So we come to one station, Penn Street Station, a very famous subway station. All of a sudden, I feel something very sharp in my back. And the man says, give me your money. So I don't know, was it a gun? Was it a knife? So I turned to my god brother, what do we do now? He says, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare! I screamed at the top of my lungs, and the guy ran away. So I have experience that, yes, fear personified is afraid of Krishna. And when that happened, I turned to him. I said, wow, this mantra really works. Because I didn't know he could have killed me. It's New York. Forget about it. So Kunti is saying here, Krishna, you were afraid of your mother, but fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. Yes. Kunti, there's a whole set of verses where Kunti is saying, this incident is bewildering to me. This is bewildering. There's a whole series of verses where Kunti is expressing the bewildering nature of Krishna's pastimes, because they're uncommon, and unless you have transcendental knowledge, they're not easily understood. So this pastime of Krishna committing an offense, what was the offense? The offense was that Krishna's mother was churning butter, and he broke the pot of butter and took the butter and was giving it to the monkeys. And he made a big mess in the house. So Yashoda had to punish him by tying him up with ropes. But Krishna showed Yashoda, oh, you want to tie me up? Let's see. So she got some rope, and when she tried to make the knot, it was two fingers too short. She called, bring me rope. She has servants. They brought more rope. She tried to make the final, hey, it's two fingers too short. They kept bringing more and more rope. All the rope they had in the house, it was still two fingers too short. Meanwhile, some of the ladies from the neighborhood had come, and everybody is smiling because they can see what is happening. No matter how much rope is there, she cannot tie up Krishna, and she's becoming flabbergasted. She's becoming exhausted from trying to tie up her naughty son who had created this big disturbance in the house. So when Krishna saw that Yashoda was now completely exhausted, then Krishna put his potency and she was able to tie him up. Which teaches us a very important lesson of transcendental knowledge. You may be a fruitive worker, you may be a mental speculator, you may be a yogi, you will never capture God. This incident shows us that you cannot tie up the absolute truth. He will only allow himself, he will only agree to be tied up, not by ropes. We will sing a song for the next month. And the word is bhakti badham. Everyone say. Bhakti badham means the ropes of love. Not ropes. Nothing can tie up Krishna. Nothing can capture him. There's only one thing more powerful than God himself. And that is love of God. When I was introduced to this concept way back in 1973, I became very, very happy. Because this is one of the core teachings of this Krishna consciousness movement. That nothing material can impress God. You may be very wealthy, you may be very famous, you may be very intelligent, you may be very strong. You may have so many wonderful attributes, but none of them can attract the attention of God. The only thing that God is looking for is your love. That's it. Nothing more. He simply wants your love. That's why we exist. Sometimes the question is asked, why do we exist? We exist to share love with God. That's why we exist. And when one understands that and accepts it, that yes, the purpose of my life is to exchange love with God, then you become a very, very happy devotee. You become completely dedicated to this process of learning how to love God. And until then, and until one learns how to love God, no other loving relationship will satisfy you. No other material thing will satisfy you. All the things in the material world, all our relationships, they can give you some degree of satisfaction. But if you're looking for full satisfaction, then that can only be achieved when you develop your dormant, I love this word, dormant love of Krishna, love of God. It's dormant. It's already there. It's just that we have forgotten, we have neglected, it has been covered over, but it's already there. And this process of Krishna consciousness awakens that dormant love of God. And this month of Kartik is an extra special boon by which you can very much increase your love of God. Although you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you, this sight is bewildering to me. So now that I've primed you, I want you now to listen very carefully to Srila Prabhupada's purport to this wonderful verse. And then we can have a question and answer period. How does that sound? How am I doing so far? Anybody falling asleep yet? Okay. I'm in Maya. It's in the car. Ding. All right. All right. So it's not a very long purport. So try to hear. The trick to hearing is to hear with rapt attention. Cell phones, turn off. And if your mind starts to wander out the door, bring it back. For the next 10 minutes, just try to hear with rapt attention. I'll try to do it as nicely as I can. Prabhupada says, here is another explanation of the bewilderment created by the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme in all circumstances, as already explained. Here is a specific example of the Lord's being the Supreme and at the same time a plaything in the presence of His pure devotee. The Lord's pure devotee renders service unto the Lord out of unalloyed love only. Unalloyed means nothing added, pure. It's like people buy water. They want pure water. Or those of you who know, pure ghee. Right? You want things that are pure. So unalloyed means pure love only. And while discharging such devotional service, the pure devotee forgets the position of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord also accepts the loving service of His devotees more relishably when the service is rendered spontaneously out of pure affection without anything of the reverential admiration. So we begin our love of God from the platform of reverence, awe. But as we progress, we gradually come to the spontaneous stage. And if you can reach the spontaneous stage, then your dealings with God can become more intimate. But you cannot fake it, and you cannot jump. You can only get to this spontaneous stage by strictly following the first stage, the stage of rules, regulations, sense control, all the different items that one learns upon receiving initiation. You follow strictly the rules and regulations, and little by little, gradually, naturally, imperceptibly, you find yourself coming closer to a spontaneous stage. Spontaneous stage means nobody has to tell you, you automatically want to chant for Krishna. You automatically want to worship Krishna. You automatically, without anyone telling you, you want to do so many things for Krishna, the spontaneous stage. Generally, the Lord is worshipped by the devotees in a reverential attitude, but the Lord is meticulously pleased when the devotee, out of pure affection and love, considers the Lord to be less important than himself. The Lord's pastimes in the original abode of Goloka Vrindavan are exchanged in that spirit. The friends of Krishna consider him one of them. They do not consider him to be of reverential importance. The parents of the Lord, who are all pure devotees, consider him a child only. The Lord accepts the chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. Similarly, he accepts the reproaches of his fiancées more palatable than the Vedic hymns. When Lord Krishna was present in this material world to manifest his eternal pastimes of the transcendental realm of Goloka Vrindavan as an attraction for the people in general, he displayed a unique picture of subordination before his foster mother, Yashoda. The Lord, in his naturally childish, playful activities, used to spoil the stocked butter of Mother Yashoda by breaking the pots and distributing the contents to his friends and playmates, including the celebrated monkeys of Vrindavan, who took advantage of the Lord's munificence. Mother Yashoda saw this, and out of her pure love, she wanted to make a show of punishment for her transcendental child. She took a rope and threatened the Lord that she would tie him up, as is generally done in the ordinary household. Seeing the rope in the hands of Mother Yashoda, the Lord bowed down his head and began to weep just like a child. And tears rolled down his cheeks, washing off the black ointment smeared about his beautiful eyes. This picture of the Lord is adored by Kunti Devi because she is conscious of the Lord's supreme position. He is feared often by feared personified, yet he is afraid of his mother who wanted to punish him just in an ordinary manner. Kunti was conscious of the exalted position of Krishna, whereas Yashoda was not. Therefore, Yashoda's position was more exalted than Kunti's. Mother Yashoda got the Lord as her child, and the Lord made her forget altogether that her child was the Lord himself. If Mother Yashoda had been conscious of the exalted position of the Lord, she would certainly have hesitated to punish the Lord. But she was made to forget this situation because the Lord wanted to make a complete gesture of childishness before the affectionate Yashoda. This exchange of love between the mother and son was performed in a natural way, and Kunti, remembering the scene, was bewildered, and she could do nothing but praise the transcendental filial love. Indirectly, Mother Yashoda is praised for her unique position of love, for she could control even the all-powerful Lord as her beloved child. So before we take questions and comments, let's chant a little bhajan, something that everyone should know. And if we have an expert mridanga player, please spontaneously play. And if we have karatals or harmonium, please join. And yes, clap along. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gobi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Thira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janavallava Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, who would like to open the floor for discussion? Now we're having a town hall. Yes, back there. Thank you. Hare. Everyone say Hare.
Hare.
Hare refers to Srimati Radharani, the internal pleasure potency addressed as Mother Hara. When I am speaking, sometimes in high schools and colleges, I like to make a point that this Hare Krishna mantra is politically correct. Because there are eight Hares, eight feminine aspect of God, and then eight masculine, Krishna and Rama. Krishna and Rama signify the masculine aspect of the Absolute Truth. We learn from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God is one, but separated himself into two eternally. Ooh, that's a conundrum. He's one, but he separated himself into two eternally. Eternally means past, present, and future, huh? That's why when it comes to transcendental knowledge, you have to be able to accommodate an elephant on a dish. How's that for you, huh? If you can understand that an elephant can fit on a dish, or that an elephant can be thread through the eye of a needle, then you can understand transcendental subjects. So, Hare, everyone say,
Hare,
signifies the supreme goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani. She is Adi Lakshmi. She is Sarva Lakshmi. Everybody knows about Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. But do people know that Radharani is Sarva Lakshmi? All the Lakshmis are proceeding from Srimati Radharani, just as all the Vishnu, Narayan, all the avatars are proceeding from the body of Krishna. Radha is not to be outdone. So all the Lakshmis, gopis, queens, all proceed from Radharani, who in this mantra is addressed as Hare. Everyone say,
Hare.
Does that satisfy you? You have another one? Wait. I think everybody gets one and then... If, oh, okay. Okay. A follow-up. All right. The eight? No. There are eight names. See, in the mantra, the Maha Mantra, Hare appears eight times. That's what I said. Yeah, it's just you're repeating. Just like with Krishna appears four times. Out of ecstasy, we're repeating that name. Yes. Yes. You are very welcome. Who else would like to? Yes. Laddali. Devidasi. Laradali. Okay, the Gopi Geet is the topmost quintessential crown jewel of all the chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are 335 chapters of Bhagavatam. That Gopi Geet is top of the charts. That Gopi Geet, King Prataparudra recited for Lord Chaitanya during the Rath Yatra, when Lord Chaitanya becomes overwhelmed in ecstasy and there's a sort of break in the Rath Yatra dance, and they go to a garden and Lord Chaitanya is exhausted from chanting and dancing, so he's taking rest. Prataparudra, the king, dresses himself not as a king but as a humble Vaishnava, and he's massaging the legs of Lord Chaitanya and chanting that chapter. And it makes Lord Chaitanya so happy that although Lord Chaitanya knows it's the king, he's in so much ecstasy, he embraces the king. Something that the king had tried to get an audience with Lord Chaitanya, and every time the answer was no. But because Lord Chaitanya was in this super ecstatic mood, and Prataparudra came in disguise, and he was massaging and chanting those verses, Lord Chaitanya blessed. Who would like to be embraced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You couldn't ask for anything better. So, the Gopi Geet takes place at... Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Tomorrow, being the first day of the month of Kartik, tomorrow night Krishna dances the Rasa Leela. Tomorrow night. Where's Dravida? Where did he go? Do you do the sweet rice and put it on the roof?
We usually do.
Yes. Yes. Temples do that because Krishna is dancing the Rasa Leela tomorrow night. So devotees make sweet rice and they put it on the roof so that Krishna and the gopis have some refreshment. So, tomorrow night is when Krishna dances the Rasa Leela, and as it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's Krishna book, there is the incident where Krishna is dancing with the gopis, the music is playing, it's the full moon night of the Sharad season, the most beautiful night of the year. And in the heavens, the demigods are playing drums and showering flowers. And Krishna is dancing with the gopis. And as the gopis are dancing with Krishna, the gopis are thinking, oh my God, we are the most fortunate women in the universe. We are dancing with Krishna. And Krishna doesn't like his devotees to become proud. So Krishna detects, my gopis are getting proud. I will disappear. In the middle of the day, you can imagine, Krishna leaves the Rasa dance circle with Mother Hara, Radharani. The other gopis, Krishna has disappeared, because Krishna was dancing with each gopi, but now he disappeared and now he went deep into the forest just with Radharani. So all the gopis are wandering through the forest searching for Krishna. Where is he? And they become mad. They start to act out his different pastimes. All the different pastimes that Krishna performed, they start acting them out. Someone would be Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. Another gopi would act as a demon, and the other gopi would be Krishna killing the demon. They were doing all kinds of drama. And then they became so mad, they were talking to the trees and the plants, especially Tulsi. They were asking everyone, where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? Meanwhile, Krishna and Radha are in the forest, and Krishna is making a crown of flowers for Radharani. And at some point, Radharani says to Krishna, oh, Krishna, I'm so tired. I can't go anymore. If you want me to go, you'll have to carry me. So Krishna says to Radha, sure, just get on my back. And as soon as Radharani attempts to get on Krishna's back, he disappears. Because Radharani had also become transcendentally proud. Later on, Radharani meets up with the other gopis. At first, the gopis were a little jealous. Yeah, he went with her. But then when they saw that she too, Krishna had left her, then they took her back in their midst. So they proceeded into the forest where it was no longer no moonlight. It was dark, thick. Even though it was the full moon night, they went so far into the forest, no moonlight. So they said, okay, we won't go any. So they went back and they went to the bank and we sang the song. Yamuna Tira Vanachari, because Krishna wanders along the bank of the Yamuna. So they assembled on the bank of the Yamuna and they sang that chapter, Gopi Geet. And what is Gopi Geet? Gopi Geet simply means the gopis crying out to Krishna for him to return. Each gopi takes a turn praying to Krishna, please return. Now, while all this is going on, Krishna is keeping himself hidden, but he's watching everything. And after the gopis sing their song, Krishna reappears and says to the gopis that, I am very, 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 very pleased with you. That your faith, your devotion, your love for me is so special. It's only because of your love that I have returned, which is the same point of today's class. The only reason Krishna reappeared for the gopis was because of their intense, pure love for him. So when Krishna returned, there was a little discussion, and then the rasa dance resumed. And that night of the rasa dance took place, and it lasted a night of Brahma, which is a few million years. Again, elephant on the dish. So I hope that satisfies. Who else would like to ask a question? Somebody, let's get somebody else. Okay. Yes, sir. I think so. I'll try. Okay. Love. The beginning of love is obedience. That's where love begins. Well, we're talking about love of God. So, in order for me to say, I love God, I have to first be obedient to His instructions and commandments. So that's the beginning of love, obedience. Then we can go to a higher platform. Love means service. Love means I want to do something for somebody else, for God, and I'm doing it simply to please God. Then love can take on more and more intimate understandings as we learn from our scriptures. But basically, it begins, love begins with service, surrender, and obedience. Therefore, we are taught that first, try to obey the instructions of Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita. The basic instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, always think of Him. Always worship Him. Bow down to Him. And render service. The easiest service, the beginning service, is with the tongue. The tongue wants to do two things, vibrate and taste. So love of God begins by first chanting His holy name. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Then you use your tongue to taste the food that was offered to Krishna, prasad. Is that difficult? That's the easiest kind of service. And you're going to experience that in a few minutes. The most difficult aspect, eating, honoring Krishna prasad. So, obedience to God, and then rendering some service. If that goes on, more and more service, your love of God, and it's reciprocal. Reciprocal. You will see in your life how God reciprocates. As you try to render service, as you try to surrender, you will see how Krishna will reciprocate. Otherwise, nobody would stay in this movement. Yes. The austerities, penances one has to do, unless there was reciprocation from Krishna. I don't know about anybody else, but I know for me, I wouldn't have lasted more than one day. But there is reciprocation from Krishna. There is a very nice incident I always like to tell. I told it on Friday night that there was this Brahmana who criticized and blasphemed Lord Chaitanya. And because he blasphemed Lord Chaitanya, he fell down sick with cholera and he was dying. And when Lord Chaitanya was informed, oh, Amoga is dying. Even though Amoga blasphemed Lord Chaitanya ran to see Amoga. And he told Amoga, Amoga, you are the son of a Brahman. Why are you allowing the witches of jealousy and envy to sit in your heart? Give up these. Now, you get up and you chant this Hare Krishna mantra. Krishna will unfailingly give you His mercy. I like that word, unfailingly. And that comes from Lord Chaitanya. I don't know about you, but I believe Lord Chaitanya. So if we chant this Maha Mantra, little by little, you will experience love of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think we have time for one final question. One final question? Going once? Oh, back there. Yes, sir. Yes. Reciprocation. That's right.
What would be the nature of the reciprocation?
It comes in unlimited ways and becomes very personal for each and every devotee. There is no one size fits all here. Yes, the reciprocation is that you feel in your heart, I like this Krishna consciousness. It feels good. It's happening. Or you are in a particular situation where you think it is hopeless, then all of a sudden, it's like, wow, wow. What happens is, that Krishna, he's very interesting. You can't figure him out. Bhishma Dev said the same thing. Nobody can figure out Krishna's plan. So what does he do? As the devotee progresses, Krishna sometimes puts the devotee under a severe examination. And the devotee is being tested. And the devotee is coming to the point where he thinks or she thinks, Krishna has abandoned me. It's hopeless. And you come to that point when you're just about to give up, then all of a sudden Krishna blesses you. And that reciprocation gives you more faith, more strength, and you are ready to go to the next level. When you were younger, did you ever play Super Mario video games? Anyway, there's this thing my daughter used to play. So there are so many levels. So Krishna consciousness, there are unlimited levels. Each and every one of us is at a different level. And we're simply trying to get to the next level. And when we pass Krishna's test, you get reciprocation from Krishna, you get to the next level, and you go, wow, this is far out, man. But then, another test comes. Life simply means one test after another. The Pandavas, anyone who has studied the Mahabharata or the Bhagavatam, the Pandavas were tested time and time again. The great devotee Prahlad was tested severely. Every one of us, each and every one of us, will be tested. Good luck with your test. Good luck. I am also everyone, nobody, I don't care if you're big, 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 big or small, everybody has tests from Krishna. You will pass the test. What is the test? That's the question. Ding, 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 ding. What is the test? The test is that no matter what curveball Krishna throws you, no matter what trip Krishna puts you on, you simply remember him and you remain faithful to him. That's the test. And as you progress, the tests get bigger, bigger. Like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was chanting day and night. He was tested by Maya herself. The illusory potency of Krishna came to Haridas Thakur for 3 nights, tempting to get him to give up. After 3 nights, the woman said, I am the illusory potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have defeated everyone in this world except you. Therefore, I wish to become your disciple. So Maya took initiation from Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur initiated her by saying, chant Hare Krishna. Everybody chant, I'm initiating you. And as a final note, Durga Mata said to Haridas Thakur, she said, from my husband, Lord Shiva, I have received the holy name of Ram. Everyone say. But from you, Haridas Thakur, I want to get this name, Krishna. And Maya Durga Devi said, right now, because of Lord Chaitanya, there is a flood of love of Godhead that is flooding the universe. But any, this is now Durga Mata, so pay attention. Durga Mata says that anyone who does not drown in that flood of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement will not be delivered for millions of kalpas. What's a kalpa? A day of Brahma. A day of Brahma is millions of earth years. So heed Durga Mata's instruction. Get delivered by Lord. This is Lord Chaitanya's movement. This Hare Krishna movement is Lord Chaitanya's movement. Become delivered. Chant the Maha Mantra. Take prasad. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Just chant Maha Mantra. Let's all do it one more time. Nice and loud. I want Romney to hear this. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Thank you very much. I hope to come back at some point.